And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of October, 2017. 1890, on this date, Yosemite National Park was established by the Congress. Yosemite, the first national park in America, has served as a model for all that came after it. It's the birthday of the pianist Vladimir Horowitz, born in Ukraine, 1904, got his big break, 1926. He played Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto with just a half hour's notice, got a standing ovation, became an international success. Horowitz had established a secure reputation in just a few years. The only major conductor who had not opened up to him was Arturo Toscanini. And after they met, Horowitz won over Toscanini and later married Toscanini's daughter. Spent most of his life in this country, and in 1986, Horowitz returned to Russia to give a series of concerts, his first return visit in 60 years. It's the birthday of Julie Andrews, born in a suburb of London in 1935. Her mother and stepfather were singers who performed for the troops during World War II. She went on tour with them at the age of 11. Moved to New York, started her career on Broadway at the age of 19, starring in the musical My Fair Lady. 1964 came the movie Mary Poppins, and the next year she starred in The Sound of Music. She stopped singing after an unsuccessful operation on nodules in her throat in 1997, and she became an author of children's books. She's published over 30 of them. And it's the anniversary of the launch of the free speech movement in Berkeley on this date in 1964, the first mass civil disobedience protest held on a college campus during the 1960s. Here's a poem for today by Jeff Coomer entitled History Lesson. My grandfather left school at 14 to work odd jobs until he was old enough to join his Lithuanian kin, chipping anthracite out of the Pennsylvania hills. 9 hours a day with 500 feet of rock over his head, then an hour's ride home on the company bus to a dinner of boiled cabbage and chicken. When the second big war broke, he headed south, as he pronounced it, for better work in the blast furnaces, churning out steel along the shores of the Chesapeake. 32 years and half an index finger later, he retired to a brick rancher he built with his own hands just outside the Baltimore city line. The spring he got cancer, and I got a B.A. from a private college. We stood under a tree in his backyard while he copped a smoke out of my grandmother's sight. "Tell me, Pop," I said, wanting to strike up a conversation, "how did you like working in the mills all those years?" He studied my neatly pressed white shirt, took a long drag on his cigarette, and spit a fleck of tobacco near my shoes. "Like," he said, "didn't have a thing to do with it." Poem by Jeff Coomer, History Lesson from a Potentially Quite Remarkable Thursday, published by Last Leaf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.